With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. As official Washington heads into the weekend, House Speaker Mike Johnson heaping praise on President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency. On the Salem Media Group News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, the Louisiana Republican says DOGE is shaking up the federal government with budget cuts never seen before.
The deep state is in full panic mode because Elon Musk and the DOGE team is right over the target, which is why they're catching so much flack. I tell you, what they're doing is truly transformational. I met with Elon for an hour in his office. He's working out of the Eisenhower building, which is right across from the White House, in the old Secretary of War room. And we laughed about how appropriate that is because he's effectively declaring war on the big bureaucracy.
Speaker Johnson's full this week on Capitol Hill interview will air on radio stations nationwide this weekend, as well as being broadcast starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. The president planning to impose what he calls reciprocal tariffs on America's trading partners. Mr. Trump says U.S. will match the import duties that other nations charge us. Retail sales tumbled last month, falling 0.9% in January from December. Also at SRNNews.com, Southern California facing the ongoing risk of rock and mudslides in areas where earlier wildfires left the hillsides barren. Heavy debris has clogged roads, including the Pacific Coast Highway.
Anytime there's rain like this, just want to be careful. Driving around, you know, take it slow. Visibility is going to be bad. There could be water ponding on the roads, the rocks, the mud on the canyon roads. So just, you know, take it easy on the road.
Carol Smith at the National Weather Service. On Wall Street, the Dow down 27 points. The Nasdaq is trading 13 points higher. This is SRN News. More bad news from India.
Persecution of Christians in that giant country is surging. A new report from United Christian Forum reveals that on average, two attacks on Christians took place every day in 2024, 834 in all. And those are just the ones that were reported. Religious freedom advocates are urging the global community to take notice, as it has begun to recognize a similar situation in Nigeria. Experts say without pressure from outside nations, India will never protect its Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alabama lawmakers have passed legislation that would strictly define male and female as being based on biology. The bill, which Republican Governor Kay Ivey has promised to sign, will also limit gender to male and female only. Nine states have similar laws on the books already. Several others may pass legislation of their own this year. The action in Alabama follows President Trump's executive order declaring that for the purposes of the federal government, there are only two sexes. This is SRN News. It is the end of an era in pro football.
The New York Jets announced they told Aaron Rodgers they are moving on without him next season. In a statement issued by the team, the Jets said they met with the 41-year-old quarterback last week and informed him of their plans. Rodgers hasn't said whether he intends to continue playing for a 21st NFL season. The four-time MVP is the fifth player in NFL history to throw 500 touchdown passes in the regular season. He has 1 year of non-guaranteed money left on his contract. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Philadelphia Eagles fans will bask in the thrill of victory today as the city hosts a Super Bowl parade. The underdog Eagles possess the Lombardi Trophy after an easy 40-22 win over the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. The parade starts late morning in South Philadelphia, while the team ceremony kicks off at 2 p.m. on the Art Museum's iconic Rocky Steps. More details, SRNNews.com.